We are back with another episode. Hey, Bart.
Hey, Vicky. How's it going?
It's not too bad. Oh, we got some interesting stories this week.
Yeah, I did some searching because I thought I was getting stuff for next week, and it's just been I think we're back to weird stuff in the news.
Yeah, a lot of animal stuff I've noticed the past few weeks.
Yeah, I think I saw a story like 2 days ago with like bears standing up. There was like a bunch of different places where that was happening.
I saw the one video of the dog trying to hide and then it was walking around the backyard on its hind legs.
I saw that one too, yeah.
I'm like, that is kind of interesting but kind of creepy at the same time. But yeah, I think we got some fun stuff. I know you and I have been crazy and 4th of July is coming up and I can't believe June is pretty much over.
How is July this week? Like, really?
Yeah. I know, month end, all my coworkers that have been working from home since March last year started to come back today and, this week. And they all had to take a field trip down because the coffee shop was open. And I'm like, I've been here pretty much since the very beginning. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I don't need to go on a field trip. I'm okay.
You know where the coffee is.
I know where the coffee shop is. I know how to do the app to order my lunch if I want to get lunch. I'm like, this isn't anything new, guys. I'm sorry. You guys go enjoy your walkabout. I'm just going to stay at my desk and sip my own coffee I brought with me. But I thought it was kind of amusing. They're all trying to get back into the swing of things, and I'm like, nothing new with me. I've been here since the beginning, or almost the whole time. But yeah, this is the first month that I've been able to focus on my actual job and not do everything else, and it's been kind of interesting. So what's up with you? I know you've been pretty busy too.
I have been busy working, and I have like, normally with this show, like you do the editing for this show. Mm-hmm. I have edited quite a few episodes of my other show over the last month or two. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun seeing how some things can be really annoying when I have to edit. Mm-hmm. Like this week's show, I had to go through and I was really hearing when people would say the word
all the blank areas.
Yes. Oh, uh-huh. Yes. Because I kept having to go through and clear them because it would take up like a minute or two. I think I had like 5 minutes total of just that.
Because I know you and I have been getting pretty good, trying to get better at that, of having less dead time. But it happens.
It does. It's just one of those like when you're editing, it's something you hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, and at that point, you see it too. You can see the the dead air.
And normally I can see like, oh, I know exactly how this looks. If, you know, somebody says, I can tell. But mm-hmm. this week, for some reason, it was, I don't know how, if I had zoomed in too far or what, but it was all different shapes. So it took about 2 hours to edit. Like a 1.5 hour show.
Yeah, I've done that. And then you go to save it and then it doesn't want to save. Or it errors out or does screwy things. Because, you know, technology is not perfect. Technology likes to screw up and make you mad. But, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just been fun learning to edit audio and working on writing. But I'm back into the swing of things.
Uh-huh. Yep, I hear that. Do you want to go ahead and start in stories or anything else?
I guess we just jump on in here. A couple weeks ago on our last episode, we were talking about the fish who was caught in amber as it was giving birth.
Yeah, snail.
The snail, yeah.
99 million years ago?
Yeah. Here is a fish that was fossilized, 100 years, lived for 100 years, pregnant of it for 5.
Yeah, it's a living fossil.
The slow-moving, people-sized fish of the deep, nicknamed a living fossil, are the opposite of the live, fast, die young mantra, this article says. They're nocturnal and grow at a very slow pace. apparently females don't hit maturity until their late 50s, while males are the fish's coelacanth. I know I'm not saying that right, but you can sort of figure it out from the pronunciation. they're not mature until about 40 to 69 years.
Yeah, the coelacanth. Yeah.
And researchers are figuring out that pregnancy in the fish can last about 5 years, which is the little crazy thing right there. It's just that it lasts that long.
Well, I know elephants, it's 2 years.
And I could see with an elephant it being that big. Mm-hmm. Apparently, these fish have been around for 400 million years, and they were thought to be extinct until they were found alive in 1938 off of South Africa. Scientists had long believed that they only lived for about 20 years, but now looking at, you know, dating each individual breed of fish, they're saying, oh no, this is hundreds. Mm-hmm. Even some, they were saying the oldest specimen they'd found was 84.
Well, because there's some sharks that they found that is hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Yeah, there are. And I think there was a fossil that somebody found recently that was, they had found, you know, they were figuring, I think it was like, they found the fossil and somebody who had been eaten and the bones of that person inside, but that shark had been around for, you know, centuries.
Yeah. Well, because there was the Greenland shark, I think it was like 300 or 400 years old when they figured it out. But I don't know if they had like caught it and released it, or they like caught it and chopped it up and they'd be like, oh, it's this old. Oops. Because they've done that with trees before, where the tree was like a 1,000 or 2,000 years old and somebody did something and screwed up and killed the tree or chopped the tree down. Doesn't really surprise me. Because sometimes...
No, it doesn't.
Even scientists can be stupid. I don't care if you have a master's degree, a doctorate, you still can be stupid. That kind of leads us into the next one. Talk about, I think, kind of stupid. Because when I started to read this story, all I could think of is Bikini Islands, when they were testing the bombs and stuff. What was it, the hydrogen bomb in the Bikini Islands? That's all this reminded me of. But this one, it is Navy fires thousands of pounds of explosives near basically their new warship. And the blast created a 3.9 magnitude earthquake just to see if the ship would survive it. Okay.
That's one of the things. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Because it's like, well, okay, so you spent years figuring out nothing was really around this place, because this was actually off of Florida. So what? I mean, you're still going to cause issues. And I find it funny where they did it. If you see this explosion, it's insane. But of course, there was no damage to the ship, to the carrier. But what under the ocean? I mean, they were not far from, what is it, the Bermuda Triangle, so who knows what they waken up or what they did or why. You know what? That's what it is. They were blowing up a underwater UFO colony, and they were saying that it was to test their ship. No. They were blowing up some aliens. I like that idea better. What do you think? Other than them trying to test to blow up a ship they just built.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Now, was it they did the ship blow up? I can't remember if you just said
no, no,
or
no.
Not.
They blew up near the ship to see if the ship could withstand something like that and go unscathed with damage, and it didn't get damaged.
Okay,
but it's still it registered with a 3.9 magnitude earthquake. That's massive. If that was in the ocean, and the shock waves hit land, for it to get registered. How, you know, okay, we read the one about some massive landslides, like Alaska, how a landslide, how that can trigger, it may be small here, waves, but it builds and builds and builds and builds and builds till it hits land, right?
Yeah.
what's to say something this massive doesn't create a tidal wave or tsunami somewhere else? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's so, just I'm wondering how far down that explosion hit. You know, like if further down on the ocean floor, the ripple, and see how far the ripples would go from there.
Well, I'm almost thinking that it had to be like, I mean, it had to have been deep. I'm not seeing anything at how actual deep it is, just that it, you know, it the shock wave, and then of course all the water going up for the explosion. But I don't see how deep it was. But I'm almost wondering if it did not, you know, cause some kind of damage to the floor of the ocean right there. It had to have with something that massive.
Yeah, there's it may not have damaged the ship, but it damaged something.
Yeah, because right here it was 170 kilomiles, km. So how far would that be?
Kilometers. What was the distance?
170. That doesn't look, I mean, that looks pretty close.
That's 105 miles.
So that's pretty close if you think on it from land. And it was registered. I don't know. I know they said they tested it and they planned for years, but who knows the damage that the revives of everything could do. I've never heard of them doing stuff like this before. Have you?
No.
I mean, we knew of like back in World War II.
Now, I've heard of, you know, them actually trying to destroy, you know, blow up ships themselves, but not blow up near a ship.
Yeah, they've blown them up to sink them, you know, turn them into ocean habitat, but never one like this where they wanted to test the integrity of the ship when it was already, you know, a brand new ship. Like I said, they were blowing up UFOs and they don't want to admit it. So they're going to spend, you know, $18 million
I'm looking at just the ripple in the water.
That's massive.
Yeah. That's bigger than the ship itself.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think that it's. And you know what's dangerous, too, which I find kind of interesting? Well, not really interesting, just what the hell. I do believe, I don't know if it's true or if it's just what people, conspiracy theories, but there's a lot of, what is it, methane?
Yeah.
Where it releases out of the ocean floor and it changes the water consistency and the water like drops, its molecules drop or whatever it does something to the water, which can make ships just sink because the water changes around it and then, you know, it floods them and sucks them down and they're in the bottom of the bottom of the ocean. Can you imagine if they hit a pocket like that and didn't know it?
Yeah.
They want a very, very expensive ship. I don't know. I still think they were blowing up UFOs. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. And speaking of water, how about the next one? It's a harbor rescue.
It was. So Japanese authorities were trying to save a drowning woman at the local harbor. Unfortunately, once they arrived to the port, the squad realized that the call in to save this woman, the woman wasn't breathing because she hadn't died because she wasn't a person. The casualty was a sex doll. Apparently, while fishing, somebody had noticed, you know, there's a body in the water. And it's like, oh, crap, you know. There's a corpse, you know, we have to get somebody out. And so, you know, chaos ensued, all of this happened. And, you know, everyone was glad, like, well, at least you did something, you know, you didn't just leave them there. But they had police, fire department, an ambulance. And yeah. And I mean, to be fair, the photo, when you're looking down from the dock, it does look like a person.
Well, I mean, it is to an extent. You think on
but if
it.
When you're if you're that far up, you know, yeah, you would think if you know when they're pulling the doll up, you can tell. Oh yeah, it's obviously not.
When they pulled her up, did she lose her head?
I think so. I think that's what's in the water.
What's floating?
Yeah.
What's got me is how do I want to know how it got into the water? I mean, should they find her partner? Because maybe her partner's in the water now, too. You know? Maybe try to get some beach kink in the water. Tidal wave came in and pulled him out.
Hopefully there wasn't anyone else out there. I mean, I'm sure they'll find out because this probably weighs less than a human.
Yeah, and I doubt sharks and fish and stuff were chewing on her, but they might be her partner. We'll find a shoe with a foot in it somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere overseas. But yeah, speaking of not, like, I just could say, yeah, I'm, wow. I'm curious what they were smoking, and obviously they weren't sharing, but, two people got kicked out of a Pennsylvania Home Depot for holding an exorcism in the lumber aisle. Can you imagine being an employee and seeing this and going get your manager and have to show them and explain?
I don't think you really need to explain once you show it to them, though.
I thought it was funny. But this happened at a Home Depot, and they were doing a ceremony for the dead trees. They did their exorcism in the lumber aisle of the store for the dead wood. Which has so many bad jokes for that one.
Yep.
We'll move on. But yeah, they got escorted out of Home Depot for that. That's all. There's a video. I thought that was... Yeah. An exorcism leads to ejection from Home Depot.
I'm pulling up their post. Aw.
But can you imagine? You know, like the whole thing of... like they'll have like pictures and saying, you know, this person is for theft. They're not allowed in the store. Can you imagine the two pictures of these people saying they held an exorcism in our lumber aisle? Don't let them in.
Best comment on the post ever. Last time I bought lumber at Home Depot, most of what they had was very naughty, but certainly not enough to warrant an exorcism. Wait, why did you stop it? Now we've got a possessed individual running loose. They have lumber?
Some possessed hardwood.
Oh, God.
What, blue pills not needed?
May the price of plywood come down. The name of Christ compels you.
Yeah. Oh,
I will light a candle for the lumber at Lowe's.
Don't get the candle too close to the hardwood.
This is why we don't go to Facebook.
Yeah, because sometimes the comment section is the best, and other times it's like, what?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, from wood, we go to sea lions.
A gate crasher.
Yeah. This has no article or anything.
But sea lion opens gate to crash fisherman's interview about a plague of sea lions.
That is literally all I'm seeing on the page.
Yeah, residents of a town in Bio region of Chile have been experiencing what one fisherman called a plague of sea lions. The sea lions are thought to have been fleeing predators such as orcas, although gale force winds in the area could also be a factor. One sea lion was caught on camera operating a gate to crash the interview. So as the fisherman was complaining about the plague of sea lions, his interview gets crashed by a sea lion that opens the gate and hey, he needed his 15 minutes of fame and he needed to explain why he was there. You know, the sea lion's got a family to feed too. They all can share. And I mean,
that gave the guy proof.
I thought that was kind of funny. Right then and there, he's talking about all the sea lions and one crashes the interview. But yeah, that was pretty funny. And they got on camera. But yeah, I thought that was kind of different. You don't always get stuff like that. But sea lions to birds.
Yeah, birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. I know we talked about this, what, about a year ago?
Yeah, it seems they just keep happening. And I've never understood the movement.
Well, now the...
But yeah, it's a movement.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that COVID's over, they can actually... what, do the rallies? They've been doing the rallies on Birds Aren't Real.
This whole thing, it worries me so much because I know somebody who says that birds aren't real, and I'm pretty sure she believes it.
I wonder if these are the same as the flat earthers and the chemtrail people. Because I know the flat earthers and chemtrail people don't like each other. Because I'm in a group and I'm bad because I like to watch them fight because it's hilarious. But I wonder where the birds are not real. I bet that falls into the COVID conspiracy group too.
But I don't know, because this was happening before COVID.
But no, but then they fight back and forth.
Oh yeah, because no one can go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just made it worse. But yeah, there's a diagram out there now explaining how birds aren't real, stating that there's a camera in their eyes, a microphone in their chest with a speaker, wireless antenna on the back of their wings, a battery underneath a processing unit, and then their feet have an inductive charging coil.
I bet one of them saw, you know how sometimes scientists will put a camera in near a nest or a bird's nest, or they'll make a fake something to put it in to try to like get in the group to try to like be in the middle of it without being too invasive. I wonder if this is what it started. It was a scientist bird and somehow they got a hold of it and they freaked out. You know what, Bart? I bet it was their chihuahua. Their chihuahua came home with a dead bird, and the dead bird turned to be into one of these.
I can see that. I can see that happening.
That's where the conspiracy of birds are not real, because their chihuahua brought one home. Or their cat. Whichever comes first. That makes perfect sense. Bring home a fake bird. This is what you get.
Yet people start to believe that birds aren't real.
Yes, yeah, so if you are one of these, please explain to us how birds are not real. Because I like chicken, and that's a bird. So, yeah.
I feel like they just explain that, no, that's not a bird, it's a dinosaur. And then you have to explain to them that dinosaurs are birds.
I like chicken, I like turkey, and duck is pretty good too. Although, we need to make, you know what, we need to make turducken for them. That would really freak them out.
Yes, it would.
Make turducken with squid or octopus. That would really confuse them. Oh, no! Talk about that one. I saw a video on that one a couple years ago. Have you, about the parents played a trick on the teenage girls and they about vomited?
I don't remember.
It was a turkey, and you know the Cornish hens, the little chickens?
Okay.
They put it inside of the turkey and cooked the turkey, and then they made the daughters look at it, and they said, you know, look here. So the one was brave enough and rushed inside.
Let's start exploring Akron. Challenge Golf was the first of its kind in the country, designed specifically for persons with disabilities. It now includes adults and children recovering from strokes, spinal cord injuries, brain injuries, amputations, neuromuscular.
I have no idea where that was coming from, but alrighty then. I guess if you go crazy, you could have spinal cord injuries after chasing some fake birds. But anyways, they put the Cornish hen in the turkey and cooked it. And then when the turkey was done, they had the daughters, and the one was brave enough to pull out the Cornish hen, and they both freaked out because it was pregnant.
Holy crap.
Turkeys lay eggs. You're not going to pull a whole baby turkey out of a turkey.
Oh, I thought that there were eggs inside.
No, not an egg. It was an actual, like, baby chicken. Like the Cornish hen, the little chicken. The parents played a trick on the kids, and the kids were stupid. They screamed and threw it because they thought that the chicken, or the, what ended up being a chicken, that the turkey was pregnant. No, that's not how it happens. They lay eggs. The chicken, turkey, duck comes out of the egg. Yeah. So I'm wondering if the same group built they not real. They sort of taste real to me. But it's all good.
I had some for lunch today.
You had turkey?
Yes.
Turkey's good. I like the jumbo turkey legs that are smoked that you can get at the barbecue places. Those are good. You know, the ones that look like, Barney Rubble and all them would be eating.
Yeah.
Those are good. But yeah, it makes me kind of scared and laugh at the same time. Where some of these theories are coming from. Because, yeah.
It's just like there needs to be an explanation. There are conspiracy theories out there that make perfect sense when you look at why they are believed.
Mm-hmm.
This makes no sense.
Yeah, that's like that one and the flat earth and all that. None of that makes sense. Like the whole thing of they didn't go to the moon, don't say that to some of them. You might get decked. Which I find that the best. Piss off an astronaut, get punched in the face.
Yeah, sure. It was all CGI. That's why Mario looks like Mario. I'm sorry, if that was our computer graphics in the 80s, no, it was not CGI.
Yeah, from back in the 60s, no. The most they could do back then is cut the film and put the film back together, like cut pieces out of it.
Yeah.
Or air, like by hand, and a brush or however they did it, take things out of the film. There's no way to, I think, fake it. I think they just had very, very smart people and they lucked out with what they did. And or they had former Nazi, well, they did actually, they had former Nazi help. And they were way, way, way ahead of all of us at that point too. So what, 20 years later, of course we're going to be in space for what they did, because they were way ahead of us back then. But that just kind of, that always makes me wonder where they got their stuff. But I don't know. It always makes you wonder. So I think that's kind of like what we got going on now. You know, 60 years later, how far ahead is the military? So you think they've got, personal cloaking devices now?
We've had personal cloaking devices a while ago. They're just not fully, figured out yet.
No, I'm talking like full-on predator type thing.
Like, I know we have them for ships.
No, I'm saying, so like, actually looking and it disappears.
Oh, no, I don't think we have that quite yet.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, personal cloaking. Like, Harry Potter throw his cape over him and you don't see him type deal.
I've seen them with ships that they have made them for, but, that's part of the structure itself.
Yeah, where the radar doesn't pick anything up. They've had that for a long, long time. They had that for, what was it, the couple of the bombers?
Yeah.
Where they wouldn't be seen. So how old were they? A couple of them were, declassified in the 90s? So that's, 30 years ago. What do they have now? Because they were using the B-52 bomber? Or no, the stealth fighter. The stealth fighter, when they decommissioned it, it had been used for a long time. And then they decommissioned it. And then let everybody know, we've had this. But what do you guys have now that replaced it? I think that's where a lot of the drones and stuff comes in. They finally decommission or let people know what they have. By that point, it's already like 5 generations ahead of it.
Yeah.
But I think that's what a lot of the stuff we see now is drones. Because you don't need to worry about G-forces or pilots. Just if the system or if the machine can handle it. And I know that's going to be our next episode, is you found a bunch of UFO stuff.
Yeah, after last week's UFO report, which I've heard varying. That just came out on Friday.
Yeah, I totally, I totally forgot about that because we were talking about it. I have been so busy. Like, I completely forgot about that even coming out. So
I don't think any real information really came out until today because, it came out on Friday and then it took a while for the news sources to pick it up.
You know what? I remember seeing bits and pieces of stuff on Facebook. I just saw like highlights. I never paid attention of a couple different videos and a couple things that were released. But like I said, I didn't pay attention to it because I've not had time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been crazy. I don't know. I think a lot of it, like we've talked before, I think a lot of it's military. I think if anything, a small percentage of it is going to be the other. But what is it? I know we've talked about that before, about the what could be the other. But I don't know. So what do you think?
The real question of it all is, though, if you know what a UFO is, does it then just become a foe?
No, it becomes a USO. is it a USO? That's what they're called now? Or no, UAP. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They become a UAP. Because I guess technically anything could be a UFO, an unidentified flying object, which doesn't necessarily mean you alien. It could be anything. And now, since we have so many private makers and people making, you know, stuff privately that aren't in the, what is it, the military sector, or what do they call it, the black sector?
Yeah.
That it's, so who knows what is actually out there? I mean, we've seen alone in the past handful of years what Elon Musk has done. So who else is out there doing things? You know, you get some crazy genius in his backyard doing shit, making stuff. Who knows? I've seen some odd videos. Makes you kind of wonder. Others, you could tell that's poor CG. That is very, very poor CG. And then others, it just makes you go, huh, what is that? Although, we did ask our niece about that. We went to dinner yesterday. We did ask her about that, about Roswell, all that stuff that went to Wright Pat. And she didn't know anything about that. I'm like, my grandfather was military back then, and my grandfather said it all went to Wright Pat. Everybody thinks it went to Area 51, but no, it went to Wright Pat. And she's like, well, I have a friend that's stationed there. I can always ask and see what they say. They probably can't say a whole lot.
No.
But she did say they do, I know they do a lot of, what was it, engine testing. Which I knew that, because I was there years and years ago, and I remember being out on the tarmac, and you could hear the jet engine rev up, and then go, and it was so loud, and then it revved down. So we knew that's what they were working on. It was probably testing a new jet engine, which was kind of cool. But I don't know. Always curious. Kind of makes me curious, too, what my clearance would have been if I actually would have said yes to the military back in the day.
I think it all depended on, like, where you were.
I just know Air Force was after me for a year and a half until my mom told them I don't like authority. Because I didn't know any better and I didn't know.
Yeah.
But then again, like, I was told they probably would have realized I was blind and needed glasses and I wouldn't have been in whatever they wanted me for. But I didn't know, and, you know, you don't really have any information, you don't really know. And now, you know, how many years, you know, 20 years later, you see where a lot of the military is now. I mean, I would have been curious of the drone projects and stuff going on now, what they would have been back then. That, I think, would have been kind of interesting. You know, some of the secret projects. But I don't know.
And that was just secret projects back then.
Mm-hmm. But in the beginning of them, most likely, I would think. But I don't know. Always makes you wonder. But I just got my documentaries now that I watch a lot of. So, what do you think? Another show? Another good show? Anything else we want to add to the crazy rabbit holes?
Just that, you know, we'll go over the UFO report and we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, I'm sure by the next show we'll have more stuff will come to light, because it seems that the past few days more and more has been coming to light since those have been released.
Yeah.
Like I said, I saw snippets of some of the videos, and just the maneuvers of some of the what they were looking at is insane. That's why I'm like, okay, it's A, it's alien, or B, that has to be some kind of drone that is able to pull off just that crazy fly and stop and move and accelerate and left turn and like, it's just crazy, you know? I don't know. But yeah, I think we got another really, a really interesting show. We got some more, always got more stuff planned. So who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what craziness we'll bring up. So would you like to go ahead and take us out then, Bart?
Sure. You can find us online at the BB Geeks Podcast Collective and the Daniel Bound Network, where you'll find all the episodes if you haven't found them already. I'd worry if you haven't found an episode yet, because you're listening to one right now.
Yep. So like us, subscribe us, follow us, comment.
Comment. All these stories will be on Facebook with the episode.
Yeah.
And you got a cool story you want to let us know about? Send us a message on Facebook or email us tftdpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. So if you believe birds are fake, hey, get a hold of us and explain to us why do you think they're fake? Because I personally think they taste good and I think they taste real. So let's find out. On a note, is it bad that you show up at one of those with fried chicken? Maybe we need to find some bar and show up with some fried chicken and interview some people. I don't know if they'll make their way this far. I'm evil, but it's awesome. I'm complete smartass. I told you about that, right?
About?
How to tell if you're a smartass or a dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I am a complete, utter smartass. I make sure of it every morning. So, yep. So, everybody stay safe. Keep your eyes to the sky, ear to the ground, because who knows what's flying overhead anymore? Maybe fake birds, could be UFOs, could be just drones, could be who knows. So, we will catch you guys later then.
Bye.
Bye.